All of our oologists are voice-linked to a support team, he continued, composed of Halliday scholars, video game experts, pop culture historians, and cryptologists. They all work together to help each of our avatars overcome any challenge and solve every puzzle they encounter. He turned and grinned at me. As you can see, we've covered all the bases, Parzival. That's why we're going to win. Yeah, I said, you guys have been doing a bang-up job so far. Bravo. Now, why is it that we're talking again? Oh, right, you guys have no clue where the copper key is, and you need my help to find it. Sorrento narrowed his eyes, then he began to laugh. I like you, kid, he said, grinning at me. You're bright. And you've got cojones. Two qualities I greatly admire. We continued walking. A few minutes later, we arrived in Sorrento's enormous office. Its windows afforded a stunning view of the surrounding city. The sky was filled with air cars and spacecraft, and the planet's simulated sun was just beginning to set. Sorrento sat down behind his desk and offered me the chair directly across from him. Here we go, I thought as I sat down. Play it cool, Wade. So, I'll just cut to the chase, he said. IOI wants to recruit you as a consultant to assist with our search for Halliday's Easter egg. You'll have all of our company's vast resources at your disposal. Money, weapons, magic items, ships, artifacts, you name it. What would my title be? Chief Oologist, he replied. You'd be in charge of the entire division, second in command only to me. I'm talking about 5,000 highly trained, combat-ready avatars, all taking orders directly from you. Sounds pretty sweet, I said, trying hard to sound nonchalant. Of course it does. But there's more. In exchange for your services, we're willing to pay you $2 million a year, with a $1 million signing bonus up front. And, if and when you help us find the egg, you'll get a $25 million bonus. I pretended to add all of those numbers up on my fingers. Wow, I said, trying to sound impressed. Can I work from home, too? Sorrento couldn't seem to tell whether or not I was joking. No, he said, I'm afraid not. You'd have to relocate here to Columbus. But we'll provide you with excellent living quarters here on the premises, and a private office, of course, your own state-of-the-art immersion rig. Hold on, I said, holding up a hand. You mean I'd have to live in the IOI skyscraper? With you and all of the other sucks... oologists? He nodded. Just until you help us find the egg. I resisted the urge to gag. What about benefits? Would I get health care, dental, vision, keys to the executive washroom, shit like that? Of course, he was starting to sound impatient. So, what do you say? Can I think about it for a few days? Afraid not, he said. This could all be over in a few days. We need your answer now. I leaned back and stared at the ceiling, pretending to consider the offer. Sorrento waited, watching me intently. I was about to give him my prepared answer when he raised a hand. Just listen to me a moment before you answer, Sorrento said. I know most Gunters cling to the absurd notion that IOI is evil, and that the Sixers are ruthless corporate drones with no honor and no respect for the true spirit of the contest, that we're all sellouts, right? I nodded, barely resisting the urge to say, that's putting it mildly. Well, that's ridiculous, he said, flashing an avuncular grin that I suspected was generated by whatever diplomacy software he was running. The Sixers are really no different than a Gunter clan, albeit a well-funded one. We share all the same obsessions as Gunters, and we have the same goal. What goal is that? I wanted to shout. To ruin the Oasis forever? To pervert and defile the only thing that has ever made our lives bearable? Sorrento seemed to take my silence as a cue that he should continue. You know, contrary to popular belief, the Oasis really won't change that drastically when IOI takes control of it. Sure, will have to start charging everyone a monthly user fee and increase the Sims' advertising revenue. But we also plan to make a lot of improvements. Avatar content filters, stricter construction guidelines. We're going to make the Oasis a better place. No, I thought. You're going to turn it into a fascist corporate theme park where the few people who can still afford the price of admission no longer have an ounce of freedom. I'd heard as much of this jerk's sales pitch as I could stand.